Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Tropical storm Nicholas strengthened as it neared the Gulf Coast Monday, threatening to bring up to 10 inches of rain to Texas, Mexico, and Louisiana. Keep in mind the storm could intensify into a hurricane before landfall if it spends more time over water, and it is a slow mover. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards, the Democrat, tweeted late Sunday that he had declared a state of emergency in response to forecasts. The storm is currently centered in the western Gulf of Mexico. North Korea carried out successful tests of a long-range cruise missile over the weekend, their state media said on Monday. The missiles flew about 1,500 clicks, that's about 930 miles, before hitting their targets and falling into their waters during the tests on Saturday and Sunday. North Korea's cruise missiles usually generate less interest than ballistic missiles because they're not explicitly banned under UN security sanctions. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Let's get a COVID vaccine update with Dan Araki.
The Centers for Disease Control say about 62% of Americans aged 12 and up are fully vaccinated, leaving nearly 74 million eligible Americans remaining unvaccinated. Former CDC Director Dr. Tom Frieden tells Fox News that while he understands that some people have concerns about the shots, the data shows that they're safe.
The COVID vaccination, it's not something that came on overnight. This is 10, 20 years of research that went into a really super technology. It's very effective. I've gotten one. Everyone in my family has gotten fully vaccinated. This is a great discovery. No corners were cut. We've had hundreds of millions of people vaccinated, and serious side effects are extraordinarily rare. There is no evidence of any long-term negative consequences, but I understand that people have concerns, they have questions, they're tired of COVID, and yes, many people who get COVID aren't seriously ill, but far too many have died.
USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Nebraska Governor Republican Pete Ricketts on Fox News responds to President Biden's vaccine mandate.
Well, first of all, we have been encouraging people to get vaccinated. We've been providing information and encouraging people to reach out to their neighbors because vaccines work and they will help people. But it should be a personal health care choice. This is not something that the government should mandate, and somebody shouldn't have to make the choice between keeping their job and getting a jab in the arm. I mean, it's just wrong. I've talked to people, a number of people, who have told me if they made me take the vaccine, I'm just going to be fired. I'm not going to do it.
We have other vaccines that are mandatory. Why not this one? He was asked.
There's a long history that parents have had the opportunity to see how those things have been implemented. And there's still a lot of people out there who don't know what to trust. And in fact, this is really an outcome of what the CDC has done because they flip-flopped on so many issues, whether it's masks or whether you have to mask after you've been vaccinated and so forth. There's just a lot of people out there who don't know who to trust right now. And so by having the government force it on, you're not building the trust. where we have the trust with those other vaccines, this is a process that's going to take time to bring people along, and that's why it should be a personal choice and not something mandated by the government.
Despite mainstream media claims that we can't turn the corner on COVID, data shows the numbers of COVID-19 cases, new hospitalizations, and deaths nationwide peaked and is starting to decline, which began in the beginning of September. Those new findings are from the CDC. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
And independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. And we've got the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, founding member of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network. The one and only DeRoy Murdoch joins us now as he's continuing to fly all over the country. Are we on the Murdoch Tour 2021? Is this what this is?
Something like that, yes. I'm looking out the window at beautiful Nashville, Tennessee. It's very sunny and absolutely cloudless tonight. Today. It's just
lovely. That's wonderful. Hey, what has happened with our lunchbox, kind, gentle, empathetic Joe Biden? You say he's morphed into a mean man who is calculating, callous, and cruel, and I would even add disconnected.
Yeah, I call him Mean Mr. Biden. You know, one of the big sort of advantages that he was supposed to bring us is be the sort of a grandfatherly guy and bring us back to normal and be caring and empathetic and all that. And we've seen in the last couple weeks, especially related to the whole disaster in Afghanistan, how cold and calculating and detached and callous he is. Mm-hmm. You know, just a couple of examples. I think most frighteningly early on, he had this phone conversation with former President Ashraf Ghani of Afghanistan, and this is July 23rd, and he said basically regarding the situation there that the perception was that things were falling apart in Afghanistan, and then Biden told him whether it is true or not, there is a need to project a different picture. So he's basically telling this guy, you know, go ahead and lie to people, tell everything's great, everything's hunky-dory, keep everyone in basically give people a sense of false hope if necessary. And that's, I guess, what happened. And so people were just surprised when things completely fell apart in the second half of August. And then we just saw the entire government of Afghanistan just collapse before our eyes. Then he had a conversation with George Stephanopoulos on August 19th. Stephanopoulos of ABC News made a reference to the Afghans are holding on to that airplane, the C-130 transport that was clearing out of Kabul, fell off and died. And the response from Biden was, that was 4 days ago. Not, my God, that was awful, or that was so sad. It was 4 days ago. Actually, it was 2 days ago. So he's completely off about that. And then somebody asked him a couple days later, Mr. President, if Americans are still in Afghanistan after the deadline, what will you do? And he said, he joked, oh, you'll be the first person I'll call, he said to Peter Alexander of NBC News. Then, of course, he was in Dover, Delaware, that return of the remains of the 13 GIs who were killed in that terrorist attack in Kabul. And repeatedly, he checked his watch.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Not once, over and over again.
They said one of the Gold Star family members said 13 times, DeRoy.
Yeah, exactly. And then each time he did it, it was like, okay, well, I'm insulting your deceased daughter. I'm insulting your deceased son. And if you have that tendency to check your watch, what you do is you take your watch off, you put it in your pocket, you get through the ceremony without embarrassing yourself and humiliating the our dead soldiers and Marines and so forth, and of course, sort of slapping across the faces their grieving parents and relatives who are there to watch them come off a C-17 transport plane in caskets. So you've seen this again and again and again. So this nice guy was supposed to be this antidote to, you know, the nasty bully Donald J. Trump turns out to be pretty nasty himself. I think it's turned out to be a real eye-opener for a lot of people.
Yeah, and I think it's a different type of nastiness. I mean, it's one thing to be portrayed by the media as being nasty, but there's too many countervailing stories about Donald Trump's empathy and that you don't hear about because that's not what the media narrative wanted you to hear. But yet they manufactured a narrative for Joe Biden that's unsustainable. What's happening is the little kids now in the street going, "Hey, I think the president be naked."
Exactly correct. And, you know, you've seen, I think, overall this desperation to get out of Afghanistan on August 31st, come hell or high water. And what we've got is hell. We've got hundreds, if not thousands, of Americans and our Afghan allies still stuck there figuring out how they're going to get out. You know, I think just yesterday the first planes started to leave. But a lot of these people have been up in North Afghanistan, Mazar-e Sharif, I believe, on six planes. And the Taliban is dragging their feet about letting it leave. And also then they got the State Department interfering with private charter planes, which are trying to rescue people. And they planes won't leave until the State Department basically leans on the government's, the countries where the planes are going to land. And the State Department said, well, we're not going to do that. And they've been interfering and actually extending and stretching out the amount of time these people are in Afghanistan. This is unbelievable. Can you imagine Donald J. Trump calling Mike Pompeo and either allowing, encouraging, or even tolerating, you know, 2 seconds delay to get Americans out of a country controlled by the terrorists who actually harbored Osama bin Laden and Al Qaeda before the September 11th attacks, whose 20th anniversary is coming up here on Saturday. Unbelievable, unfathomable that would happen. This is what's happening under the nice guy Joe Biden.
Yeah, and here you have some expats who have taken upon themselves because of their military ethos, you know, that we're not going to surrender, DeRoy. You know, we're not going to let you. It's impossible. It's so ingrained. Anybody who has served in the military, it is so ingrained in our DNA. It's like a software deposit into our very heart and soul that says you will not leave an American behind. That is intolerable. And so you've got people who have taken it upon themselves outside of the government that have gone in at risk of their own lives to go in and save Americans. And the other thing that comes out of this is that Biden and Jen Psaki and others have been saying, well, you know, it feels like 100 people are there. We don't know. And you're saying 100 to 1,000. I've had other people who are on the ground have said, Bill, 100 isn't even close. It's definitely upwards of 1,000, possibly more. We just don't know the number. And whenever we question the president or anybody else about the number, it's obfuscation. It's like, you know, it's like we're talking COVID now. The numbers are so ethereal. And that, you know, DeRoy, I don't even know why you asked that question, because you're not really even smart enough to know if I gave you the answer, right?
Yeah, that's sort of the attitude. And let's just say it's 85. Let's pick that number. Is that okay? We're going to leave 85 Americans behind and let them be basically held hostage by the Taliban? You know, the Iranian hostage crisis back of 79 and 80 into early 81, 444 days. Those are only 52, as I recall, 52
exactly.
hostages.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole country basically came to a standstill. That's all we focused on for basically, what is that, a year and a quarter,
over
something
a year.
Like this.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
About, mm-hmm. yeah. And here, you know, it's at least that many. It's at least 52. It's probably more than that. And then you throw in the translators, the people who helped us out, people who assisted our mission in Afghanistan. That's in the thousands. I mean, those are thousands
yeah,
of people.
Exactly.
And the people who have shown up turned out not to be the folks who we wanted, who are the folks who actually helped us, but people who got on those planes, including some people, a convicted rapist, some people are on the terrorist watch list, these guys who've shown up with their so-called child brides, which are basically rape victims, essentially. They're here. The people we wanted to bring out are still in Afghanistan. Nice work, Joe Biden.
Exactly. Not to mention the guy who saved his life, he and John Kerry, right? I mean, can they throw themselves on a hand grenade? And you know, because when their helicopter went down, this guy helped him. And he's saying, hey, look, hello, a guy who saved you, you know, me, my family, what's the problem here? You said you were going to take care of us, and he's left stranded. Boy, what honor. What honor is being on display here? It's disgusting.
This is the guy. guy who actually saved, let's see, Senators Joe Biden, then Senators Joe Biden, John Kerry, and Chuck Hagel of Nebraska.
Right.
John Kerry of Massachusetts, of course. They were on some sort of one of these congressional fact-finding trips, and they wound up, I guess, behind Taliban lines in a heavy snowstorm, and this guy who knew Biden, I guess who's a translator or whatever it was, got it together, got out there, drove through the snow for hours and rescued three U.S. senators. And that guy's in Afghanistan, probably, you know, hiding under his bed, fearing for the knock on the door.
Exactly. More from DeRoy Murdoch after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happens. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Independent we are. Farm, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, and we're back with you. DeRoy Murdoch is with us, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. DeRoy, the outshoot of all this that's happened horrifically in Afghanistan, the meanness, the rudeness of one Joe Biden, Lunchbox Joe, is just over the pale. And it's almost like he's at that point in the Carter administration. Remember when Jimmy Carter got so frustrated and talked about the malaise and pretty much blamed the problem, the problems of the country, not on his leadership, but on the people? Because, you know, you guys are just a bunch of brats. You want this, you know, all your way. So,
absolutely, yeah. You know, rather than take responsibility, which is probably the first lesson in leadership, he lashes out at those he's reputed to lead, or who is actually more or less hired to lead in the election. The attacks on the American people to a degree, and then certainly in Afghanistan. He said that in that speech he gave the day after we pulled out, a very angry speech. He yelled pretty much the whole time. He said, since March, we reached out 19 times to Americans in Afghanistan, warning them to leave. So I guess it's their fault. You know, why didn't they hop on the first plane and get out of there? But at the same time, remember, he was saying over and over again, the likelihood that there's going to be a Taliban overrunning everything and owning the country is highly unlikely. So which was it? Now, he's telling people, you know, get on the next plane and leave. But don't worry. The Ghani government is strong, backed up by 300,000 soldiers, and you have nothing to worry about. So, you know, if he really wanted people to get out, maybe he should have told them that he didn't think the government was going to hold up and the Taliban was going to take over. Mm-hmm. That's not the message he was sending out at the time at all.
Well, maybe he thought like Barack Obama that they were just the JV team. And
that's right.
Right. They couldn't do it. Yeah, exactly.
This is how they're treated now. I think the term I heard the other day was they're businesslike and professional. Businesslike and professional Taliban. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's not your father's Taliban anymore, I guess.
Yeah, they're just more sophisticated in taking your head off and beating up your daughters and taking them as brides and trophies of the war. Mm-hmm. I guess but they do it in a nice sort of way, I guess.
This is the 10-year-old trophy wife, if you will.
Yeah, as opposed to the mean Joe Biden, who continues to get more exasperated as his numbers are plummeting, and even to the point that 20% of Democrats are regretting voting for Joe Biden.
And by the way, if those people could have their ballots back and cast them again, Donald J. Trump would be in the White House.
Easily.
And think of all the awful things we've experienced over the last 8 months and change that would not have taken place. The Afghanistan disaster would not have happened. I don't think inflation would have kicked in because the spending would not be anywhere near what Biden wants to spend. We still would have energy independence, not having thrown that away completely on the first day of Biden's presidency by killing the Keystone Pipeline. I think our cops would have their backs. We wouldn't see the crime explosion we're seeing today with the homicides increasing in one Democrat-run city after another. And I think the Middle East peace deals, we were up to four by the time that Trump left office. I think Saudi Arabia would have come in next. I think at that point Iran probably would have said, okay, we give up, we want a deal too. And the Middle East would be far more stable than it is today.
Without a doubt. Yeah,
and by the way, the border would be closed. We wouldn't have 200,000 people running across the border, many of them with COVID-19 from 110 different countries. That situation would not be taking place. So
they're saying now that number is more like a million, over a million now, DeRoy.
I think
a projection. I don't know. Maybe
under Biden's watch, I think the number, if you include last month, the month of July, I think it's a million and just over a million.
Yeah. Exactly.
About 1.1 million, something like that, under Biden's watch.
How would Donald J. Trump handle the vaccine? Joe Biden is mandating vaccines, and you talk about angry. The anger was just oozing through the television tube last night.
Yeah, I think that this is going to blow up in Biden's face. I think the more he pushes this, not encouraging people, but in a sense browbeating and again, eventually mandating that people take the vaccine, there's going to be a real backlash. And people are suspicious of government or suspicious of science, suspicious of medicine, whatever it may be, are I think going to be more reluctant to take the vaccine. You know, this stuff should have been sold more with the honey than with vinegar, and now it's with something even stronger than that. And I think it's going to lead to a lot of people to think, okay, well, you know, we always heard from the Democrats, my body, my choice. Mm-hmm. You know, I personally support a woman's right to choose whether or not to take the COVID-19 vaccine. And that's the position I always thought the Democrats took. And now it's, we know best. You're not smart enough. We're going to tell you what to do. And a lot of people are going to look at that and say, let's just say two words and they're not Merry Christmas.
Right, exactly. And the thing is about this, it doesn't unite us in any way. It really is setting such a bitter divide amongst people. I mean, you've got Howard Stern, who is, you know, pontificating on his show and condemning anybody who has not been vaccinated. So, but let's not even talk about the people who are naturally immune, which I believe because people have been, you know, discouraged from, you know, because of natural immunity, not even counting and figuring this out into the calculus, is that's ignored. But the doctors are saying that those who have acquired the virus and have survived, which is 99% chance of surviving, that our immune systems are stronger than if we've been vaccinated. But we don't want to count those.
Yeah, I think it's extraordinary. I believe the figure I saw a few weeks ago was if you actually got COVID-19 and survived, you have 13 times the antibodies that the people like me who didn't get COVID-19 but got vaccinated, what we have. And that's significant. And I've heard, no, these people are just not part of the discussion. You never hear them talk about. CDC doesn't say anything positive or negative about them. And they really need to make a policy, which is, look, okay, we've got, I think the number is 35 million people or so who survived COVID-19. They've got the antibodies in their bodies, and you know, either they should be exempted or given vaccination immunity cards or something. Mm-hmm. The matter ought to be addressed. They've not even said, okay, we don't care if you've gotten it.
Exactly.
The policy is that you ought to be vaccinated. It's just a non-entity for some reason. 35 million people, about 10% of our population, not even discussed. So, and I know my personal friends who've gotten COVID-19, they don't want to get vaccinated because they're afraid that if they do get vaccinated, they'll have an even worse reaction to the vaccine for that reason. Mm-hmm. And so they're making, I think, a sensible or at least a respectable judgment that ought to be considered. It's not even considered. It's not even discussed. I think that's totally inappropriate.
Well, exactly, because it's one size fits all. That's the way the government approaches this always. That's their mindset. Everybody must get vaccinated. No consideration whatsoever. And a further discussion with some other docs that I've had, DeRoy, is that part of the problem with the young kids acquiring this new Delta variant might possibly be the effect of the overprotection of kids. We didn't allow kids to be in school. And as we know, a school is a germ factory. And the kids exchange, they build up immunity. And because we have protected them and kept them from getting any viral boo-boo, they are now vulnerable. So in the normal course of things, their immunity would have been reinforced. And we probably, I mean, it's as good as guess. And some doctors say, yeah, we're looking into it. We don't have empirical evidence. But, that particular theory in the realm of theories that are flying around with anything COVID, that has about as much validity as everything else.
Well, it's certainly a plausible theory. I'm not a doctor. I can't tell you if it totally makes sense, but sort of from a common sense standpoint, it does. If you treat your kids like boys and girls who are going to go outside and play and have a good time and occasionally hurt themselves, they're going to be much hardier than if you treat them like Fabergé eggs. Put them on a shelf there, and anything goes wrong, they fall down and just crack into 1,000 pieces. And certainly with the last 15, 16 months of Zoom school and stay at home and don't play with other kids, et cetera, et cetera, it's entirely plausible that their immune systems have gotten weak, and now that they are getting exposed to the Delta variant, suddenly they can't handle it. That's certainly a plausible theory. So maybe the notion is, okay, send the kids back to school, and you say just by being around other kids, that'll boost their immune systems. That's certainly, as I say, it's a plausible theory.
About a minute left here, DeRoy, I'm going to wrap it up. You went back home to see the parents in Southern California. I'm here right now. And it's interesting to see the big guns for the Democratic Party coming up to try to save one Gavin Newsom.
Yeah, they're trying to rescue Gavin Newsom from the recall. The people have been voting for weeks already, but the final election day is Tuesday, September 14th. And I really hope the people of California will take the opportunity to send Gavin Newsom back to his winery. He has misruled that state. He's mismanaged things. He's been one of the, probably with the sole exception of former Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York, the most totalitarian of the governors who botched the response to COVID-19 with all these lockdowns and mandates.
The Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, DeRoy Murdoch. Thanks, DeRoy. Take care.
Thank you, Bill. Take care.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Now, second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75%. Yes, 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Tropical storm Nicholas strengthened as it neared the Gulf Coast Monday, threatening to bring up to 10 inches of rain to Texas, Mexico, and Louisiana. Keep in mind the storm could intensify into a hurricane before landfall if it spends more time over water, and it is a slow mover. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards, the Democrat, tweeted late Sunday that he had declared a state of emergency in response to forecasts. The storm is currently centered in the western Gulf of Mexico. North Korea carried out successful tests of a long-range cruise missile over the weekend, Air State Media said on Monday. The missiles flew about 1,500 clicks, that's about 930 miles, before hitting their targets and falling into their waters during the tests on Saturday and Sunday. North Korea's cruise missiles usually generate less interest than ballistic missiles because they're not explicitly banned under UN security sanctions. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
With you, America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. We got Patrick Wood with us, the technocracy expert. And we've got so much to catch up on, Patrick. There's so many moving parts here, and it's all a threat to our Constitution and we the people. You know, and in my travels, I just made it back to the East Coast, and I was traveling, you know, across the country, California, Hawaii, back to California, different parts of California. Of course, they're in the midst of a recall election there. And, you know, you talk to people, and they're just like, it kind of reminds me, I'd interviewed Martin Duggard on his new book, Taking Paris. And how in the early days, in, you know, 1939, 1940, Paris was very laissez-faire about the threat. They just thought, you know, hey, we're Paris. You know, it's not supposed to happen to us. And a lot of what he talked in his book, I couldn't help but relate to about this country, is that many people have a very laissez-faire about it. Like, oh, no, there's no Marxists. You know, there's no communism. There's no socialism. You know, it's just that crazy Trump guy, you know, trying to, you know, scare people. And you know, more and more, the reality is coming upon us, you know, just like you for years, you know, since the 70s, you've been talking about technocracy and how this was an emerging threat. And here we are realizing that technocracy is controlling our lives, and we've acquiesced. We've just opened the doors to all these Trojan horses, right?
Well, that's exactly what has happened. And
the value of propaganda needs to be really underscored here, because we've suffered an attack of propaganda for probably 35, 40 years in a massive sort of way. It's more obvious today than ever before as news organizations are spinning up completely phony stories out of the blue, fiction, passing them off as true, starting a media frenzy around them, and then never retracting the falsehood of it in the first place. So a lot of people...
Patrick, I want to pause here. You just touched on something so critical, and I want people to grab this, because our next guest, John Fleetwood, gets into greater depth about this deal. And that is the coordination. When you talk about the narrative, do you find it interesting that they're all using the same buzzwords? I mean, and when you know, whether you, whatever channel, whatever network you go to, I don't care if it's Fox or CNN or MSNBC or NBC or CBS, any of the major networks in that, you flip on and you go, well, that's odd. Didn't I just hear that? Is that a replay or what? It's the same language. So who's controlling that narrative to where you've got everybody parroting the same thing? And that's the power of propaganda, is that if the general consensus is the same perception, then it has to be true, right?
That's what they hope to, that's the deception that they hope to put right over on society. Exactly.
And they're beyond hope, they're doing it now, Patrick. It's beyond hope. I mean, they are effecting that.
They are, and people, once these ideas are planted in a person's head and then reinforced, 64 times by hearing it on all other media outlets as well, it creates a real brain fog that is almost impenetrable by the truth.
Mean
don't try, but, people really get deceived, get sucked into this. Somebody likened it to what happened with Jim Jones many years ago when people drank the Kool-Aid that ended up killing it.
Exactly.
They just didn't see it. They believed the propaganda of their leader.
Well, and that's what happens when you're isolated. And this is all Marxist idea. I know when you say Marxist, I was talking to a guy yesterday, and I mentioned Marxism, and he looked at me like, what planet did you come from? And I was looking at him in pretty much the same way, like, how could you be devoid of any kind of understanding of Marxism? Well, he was absolutely devoid, and I was like, talk about the wrong gospel, wrong church. I mean, it was a bit hysterical, and I had to laugh, and I told him, I'm not laughing at you, I'm just laughing at where we are right now. How can two people in this country, who have experienced life and everything, have such disparate views? And it is by plan. The propagandists have us divided so that we, we can't even believe our lying eyes anymore. Patrick, it's hysterical. But it's dangerous all at the same time. And they're having their way with us. They're controlling this incredible country of ours right now. I mean, to the point that, I talked with Trevor Loudon last week. And Trevor, I keep telling him, he's the researcher's researcher. When he says something, he comes with all kinds of annotation. Everything to back up. It's not like what we're hearing from, the Democratic Party or the Biden administration, where they just broad brush make a statement, and you go, wait a minute, stop. Where did that statement come from? What are you basing that statement on? But with Trevor, it's very well established, and he's got all the footnotes and everything associated with the statement. Now, he said in my conversation with him, he says, just about all but one person in the Biden administration are avowed Marxists. And I said, well, you say that. What do you mean? You say they're about Marxists. I mean, you just say, I know better, He goes, no. And he started citing, case in point and what they have done. They've even declared themselves as Marxists. And everyone, from Blinken on down, through this administration, they're all Marxists. So is there any wonder that, the Constitution is an anathema to them, and they are chipping away at the foundational values of our Constitution, and the people aren't seeing it. They're just, 28% of the people think that Joe Biden's doing a great job, and I'm going, help me understand. I mean, I want to sit down and have a cup of coffee with him and just help me understand where you think that he's doing a great job, because I'm missing it.
Yeah, and that's for sure. You know, the Marxist incursion in our government and stuff, the big debate in the end of it's going to come, are these the useful idiots for technocracy, or is it the other way around? I will still contend that the technocracy movement per se will eventually throw all of the politicians under the bus. But this was foreseen very clearly back in the early 70s, for instance, by Zbigniew Brzezinski, who said that Marxism was a necessary stepping stone to get to the ultimate era, which he called the so-called technocratic era, which essentially was technocracy. And, you look at people like the Jeff Bezos of the world and, the Elon Musk and so on. You look at them, or the Mark Zuckerberg for that matter, you can't really pin the label of Marxist on them very easily. They're horse of a different color, if you will. And these are the people globally right now who are controlling the narrative. The medical industrial or the medical security apparatus, whatever, is filled with technocrats, not necessarily hardcore Marxists. But there is a struggle going on between these two groups. And I think ultimately you're going to see the Bezos types, dominating the narrative for years to come. And eventually a lot of these hardcore destroyers of America within our own government are going to be thrown under the bus.
I think that, yes, in terms of being a useful idiot, Nancy Pelosi is the Joe Biden, this ruling class. I think that they fit that. I wouldn't even be surprised at the end of the day, Patrick, that even Bezos and Zuckerberg and Dorsey and them, these modern-day oligarchs, end up in the same situation, because we see what happens with these oligarchs is that as long as they're useful to the greater cooperative, which is, we're talking the deeper part of the deep state. We're not talking, because there's layers of the deep state. And just like, who controlled the 2020 election? If you think it was the Democrats that controlled the 2020 election, or even if you think it was Jack Dorsey and Mark Zuckerberg, you have no idea. It's much more nefarious and much deeper than that. And that's what many of us are beginning to realize, all under this guise of technocracy, because ultimately you got to look at who is in control of the lever here, Patrick.
That's exactly right,
and I'm not sure it's the modern day social media giants. I think it's somebody above them, and I think it's somebody even above China.
I would agree with you, and you can look at the...
Got to go to break. More from Patrick after this.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
New surveys show that Americans don't think vaccines are enough to protect themselves and others from COVID-19. 80% want thermometers used in public places to screen for COVID-19. 36% know that non-contact devices are inaccurate. And 60% would not recommend that friends or family members enter places that screen with them. To be safe, use Exergen at home, at work, and in public. It's the only thermometer proven accurate by more than 100 published clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Yeah. Is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NovaLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a NovaLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NovaLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NovaLiftNA.com/save.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey, why not make this the best day ever, okay? Why not? We can just keep getting better and better in spite of the prevailing winds that are coming against us that say, oh, no, this has got to be a terrible day. You know, kind of what Patrick Wood has been referring to is this narrative to prejudice a viewpoint that is very negative, very isolating. Gosh, Patrick Wood, I don't know that this country has ever been so isolated before. And, you know, yes, COVID, mask, no mask, vaccination, no vaccination, all this has played a part of it. But it's just this attitude that, you know, it's us against them. You got victims and oppressors and all this stuff that's coming across this country, which is amazing because, you know, here we were over the weekend, you know, looking back on 9/11 and what united us. And, you know, it wasn't about color. It wasn't about, you know, station in life. You know, it was this country, you know, was attacked. And we came together with a sense of patriotism. And here we are. 2 decades later, well, actually less than 2 decades later, there was a concerted effort to divide and conquer the citizens of America.
This was the plan, Bill, for decades to do an end run around national sovereignty. That's what they called it back in the early 1970s. Now, speaking of people like Zbigniew Brzezinski, for instance, it was a master strategist for modern-day globalization. They said this very clearly, that what they had to do was to abandon the frontal assault that had failed previously in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, and instead do an end run around national sovereignty. And this is exactly what we've seen. This is the plan that was enacted in the early 1970s and is bearing fruit today. We are absolutely divided 6 ways to Sunday. Everybody hates everybody else. And, you know, there are national hate figures like Donald Trump, for instance, that are used for the daily dose of, you know, hate rage.
Yes, exactly.
Like the book 1984, the movie that was created from 1984.
Right.
It's just incredible. People are being manipulated, and they really don't see their manipulation.
And the thing is, we're playing into it, because, unfortunately, it is in our nature to hate, isn't it? Sadly.
Yes.
And so it's so subtle that all of a sudden you get with a group of people and everybody's hating, and we got a tribe going on here, and and we're buying into that calculus and that formula that at the end of the day is not very redemptive. It's not very intellectual. It certainly is antithetical to the U.S. Constitution. And speaking of which, Patrick, again, congratulations on all the work that you and the team are doing with Citizens for Free Speech. And it exists solely, as you say, to defend and support free speech in the First Amendment, because the very core of all this is our amendment rights, our rights as citizens, and particularly as it relates to free speech, has been under attack. And people got to understand that if the First Amendment is attacked, it doesn't matter if somebody is saying something you don't like. We have to respect our Constitution that says, based on our Constitution, they have a right to say that. We even had cases in the Supreme Court, when it really appalled us that people had the audacity to burn our flags. And it really ticked us off, and we said, this is so wrong on so many levels. And the Supreme Court decided that based on our U.S. Constitution, they had every right. We could not protect the flag like that any longer. And so be that as it may, it's what these agitators have done now is they've used our Constitution against us. And one of the things that they've squashed down and have shut down our voices through the cancel culture and all is our right to free speech. And in doing that, as Jordan Peterson says, you can become so ideologically fixed that you render yourself stupid. And we are dumbing ourselves down by compromising our free speech right. And this is why our founding fathers protected. And that's why it's the number one most important amendment outside of the Constitution that you could have, right?
Well, that's right. And the warning in the First Amendment is basically for Congress and for the government to keep its hands off of free speech. It wasn't that it was a protector necessarily. It's just like a warning. Do not meddle with free speech, because these were considered to be unalienable rights given by God originally, not by man. And if that was the case, they're not. It's not possible for man to take them away. And this is a big struggle we're dealing with right today. Does the government have the right, or anybody else for that matter, to take away unalienable rights that all people have? And this is throughout the world, not just in our country.
Exactly.
Every nation on earth has a concept of free speech like we do.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
These are all considered to be basic human rights, not something that the government grants, but basic human rights that everybody has, and everybody has the right to exercise.
Right. And this is why in some of those countries, because it runs the spectrum around the world, as you say, some exercise more or less free speech, depending on, if you happen to be in communist China, if you're a Uyghur, confined, or if you're, you've been accused of causing a riot on January the 6th and you're locked up in solitary confinement. It runs the entire spectrum. But the fact of the matter is, as you write, censorship, propaganda, and disingenuous manipulation of information is destroying our nation. And we must. People need to understand that this is so basic to our democratic republic to retain and defend free speech while we still have the opportunity to do so. The window is closing. There is a sense of urgency because these oligarchs, these manipulators, these globalists, these technocrats have been moving quickly, and they see this as a golden opportunity under this Biden administration and under this culture that has... They're constitutionally ignorant, and they're rather laissez-faire and thinking that this would never happen to America, because they have in their mind somehow, Patrick, that just because that's the way it has been, that's the way it'll always be.
Exactly. And, we're headed into this with our head in the sand as a country largely, but it's important to remember that this is a huge country. We're like a huge cruise ship in the ocean. It takes a lot to turn it around, to go in the other direction. But nevertheless, we've had a lot of resilience over the decades, and I'm not sure that we can just count the country out automatically, because a lot of people are asleep still. There is a rising
force in America
yes.
to push back against this stuff. And we're seeing it around the world as well. But in America, it's starting to come to life. And these are good signs. These are little green shoots, if you will, as they call them, that are starting to come up. I hope they're going to bear fruit in time. And I hope that that there will be some change in sentiment that really causes the American people to rise up and say no.
Well, God only knows. This is a nation that asks God to bless it. You know, when the pilgrims came here to America, they were looking for a place. God, give us a place where we can worship you. And God has honored that. We declared that we are a nation under God. Now, in this postmodern culture that we live in, we've got supposedly the intelligentsia saying, "Ah, that's okay, God. We'll take it from here. We don't need you. You're unnecessary. In fact, we don't even know who you are." And but unfortunately for them, there is that remnant. The remnant of faith followers, of God lovers, who know better and see America heading for an abyss. And we are the watchman on the wall. And it would be irresponsible for us not to say anything, regardless of how they may want to squelch free peace. Because it's who we serve and not who is not serving us who is the problem. The government that is supposed to be of, for, by, we the people is failing at its job. But God does not fail us. And everything that is the basis of this Constitution, of our life, as you said, God-given rights, they come from God. And we're crying out to God and we're asking, you know, for marching orders. And you're being faithful and responding to what you believe that you need to do and what the Citizens for Free Speech need to do. And that is to really bring a spotlight to this issue. And you're conducting this virtual national town hall on censorship on September the 23rd. A couple more minutes left here, Patrick. You know, what can the people expect? How do they get involved? And how do they start speaking up?
Well, absolutely. This two-hour event that we're having, a national town hall on censorship, and, you know, we want to explore not only the problem, but what can be done about it. Most importantly, we need solutions right now. And so we're hosting this this two-hour town hall. People can RSVP simply by going to the website citizensforfreespeech.org. It's a free town hall. We're not charging any money for it. I suppose we could. We probably need the money, but we're not going to do it. It's free. We want everybody and their brother and their sister to come to this thing and participate, ask questions. We may not get them all right at the time, but we're going to consider every one of them, probably publish a document afterwards, just summing it all up. But we want people to come and hear, you know, how they can be involved, how they can reassert their own First Amendment rights in their local communities. And, you know, what else can we do? We need to have this national conversation for people.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
We need to have.
Without a doubt, our good friend John Whitehead with the Rutherford Institute, the attorney, who says that knowledge precedes action. And this is what you're doing. You're empowering the people with knowledge. First of all, awareness, you know, as we talked about. You know, the Trojan horses have come in. As Trevor Loudon says, the enemies within. The enemies are, you know, they're no longer existential. They're living amongst us. They're in suits. They look like everyday people. But ideologically and otherwise, they are against our U.S. Constitution. They're warring against the Constitution, and, you know, they're just looking for compliant people. And, you know, that's not the heart of Americans. Americans have been fighters for freedom. It's been in our blood, in our DNA, but just because it's there doesn't mean, as Ronald Reagan said, that it'll automatically transfer. That we must individually pick up the baton and go forward. Patrick Wood, as always, we appreciate you coming on the show. Take care, my friend.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good.
Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.